Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Podcast-Episode dieses Podcasts Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast, der dir helfen soll, dein Englisch von Null auf Muttersprachniveau zu bringen. Heute gehen wir einkaufen und wir fangen direkt an.
Good morning, good afternoon or good evening. Depending on what time it is with you. This video is about shopping. Imagine that you work in a big supermarket and I am your customer. I ask you a question and your task is to just answer me.
Okay.
What answer you give me doesn't matter at all. Are you ready?
Yeah,
here we go.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Good afternoon. Do you have shampoo?
Oh yes, we have shampoo. It's over there.
Excuse me, where do you have mineral water?
Well, the mineral water is across the shop on the other side.
Hello, can I ask you something? Do you have bananas or mangoes?
Yes, we have bananas and mangoes, sure.
Good morning. Where do you have pasta or rice, please?
Well, pasta is over there and rice is just around the corner.
Good morning. Do you have time?
Yes, I have time. How can I help you? What kind of question do you have? What can I do for you? What's your problem?
Good evening. Sorry to bother you so late, but do you still have coffee or tea?
Well, yes, we have indeed coffee and tea. It's just over there.
Very good. Now I repeat the questions and deny. Then I say, but yesterday you had. And you answer in the affirmative and say, but not today. I am sorry. Here's an example. Hello, do you have shampoo? No, we don't have shampoo. But yesterday you had shampoo. Yes, yesterday we had shampoo, but unfortunately today we don't. I'm sorry. Good, get ready. We okay. are starting. Good afternoon, do you have shampoo?
No, I'm sorry, we don't have any shampoo. I'm really sorry.
But yesterday you still had shampoo.
Yes, that's true, yesterday we had shampoo, but unfortunately today we don't have shampoo.
Excuse me, where do you have mineral water?
Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have any mineral water anymore, I'm afraid.
But yesterday you had mineral water.
Yes, that's true, but unfortunately today we don't have any mineral water.
Do you have bananas or mangoes?
No, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any bananas or mangoes left. They are all sold out.
But yesterday you had bananas and mangoes.
That's right. But yesterday we had, but unfortunately today we don't.
Good morning. Do you have pasta or rice?
No, I'm sorry. We don't have pasta or rice. We are completely sold out because of a big party.
But yesterday you had pasta and rice.
That's right, but you know, the organizer of the party bought all the pasta and rice. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
Good afternoon. Do you have time?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any time. I'm really busy. I have to see my mother-in-law.
But yesterday you still had time.
That's right, but today I don't. And, yes, I'm sorry.
Good evening. Sorry to bother you so late, but do you still have coffee or tea?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any coffee or tea. We are sold out. I'm sorry.
But yesterday you had coffee and tea.
Yes, but today we don't. You know, people drink a lot of coffee, people drink a lot of tea, so today, unfortunately, we don't have coffee or tea.
Super. Really very impressive. This exercise was really very challenging. Now take a break and I'll see you in the next video.
Prima, jetzt sollst du also wieder eine Pause einlegen. Ich gebe dir jetzt Zeit, damit du diese Übung gleich ohne meine Stimme noch einmal selbst absolvieren kannst. Tatsächlich reicht es völlig aus, wenn du erstmal nur sagst, yes, we have bananas and mangoes. Oder, no, we don't have bananas and mangoes. Und dann, Oh, yesterday we had bananas and mangoes, but today unfortunately we don't. Diese Ausschmückungen, die ich jetzt zum Teil vorgenommen habe, kannst du machen, wenn du fortgeschritten bist. Und ansonsten kannst du dir natürlich auch das entsprechende Vokabular raussuchen im Internet oder mit einem Sprachlernpartner. Gut, jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Wünsche dir viel Spaß. Ich verabschiede mich an dieser Stelle schon mal und wir hören uns wieder nächste Woche. Bis dann.
Good morning, good afternoon or good evening. Depending on what time it is with you. This video is about shopping. Imagine that you work in a big supermarket and I am your customer. I ask you a question and your task is to just answer me. What answer you give me doesn't matter at all. Are you ready? Here we go. Good afternoon, do you have shampoo? Excuse me, where do you have mineral water? Hello, can I ask you something? Do you have bananas or mangoes? Good morning, where do you have pasta or rice, please? Good morning, do you have time? Good evening, sorry to bother you so late, but do you still have coffee or tea? Very good. Now I repeat the questions and deny. Then I say, but yesterday you had. And you answer in the affirmative and say, but not today. I am sorry. Here's an example. Hello, do you have shampoo? No, we don't have shampoo. But yesterday you had shampoo. Yes, yesterday we had shampoo, but unfortunately today we don't. I'm sorry. Good, get ready. We are starting. Good afternoon, do you have shampoo? But yesterday you still had shampoo. Excuse me, where do you have mineral water? But yesterday you had mineral water. Do you have bananas or mangoes? But yesterday you had bananas and mangoes. Good morning, do you have pasta or rice? But yesterday you had pasta and rice. Good afternoon, do you have time? But yesterday you still had time. Good evening, sorry to bother you so late, but do you still have coffee or tea? But yesterday you had coffee and tea. Super. Really very impressive. This exercise was really very challenging. Now take a break and I'll see you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.